You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Bay Area authors have had to cancel launch parties and book tours because of the coronavirus, so KALW is bringing them to you in a series we're calling New Arrivals. Today we hear from San Francisco author Shruti Swami reading from her new short story collection, A House is a Body.
It's about having a body and finding joy and meaning in times of turmoil or great sorrow. And it spans a range of characters and locations. Some stories take place in India, some take place here in San Francisco. I'm just going to read a short excerpt from a story called Mourners. The baby can feel voice building up in her lungs like heat, voice building and building until it spurts from her mouth. Then a coolness comes in her throat and she quiets. She bats up her fists and feet and kicks, feeling the limbs working below. There is silence at the center. It is courage, the baby. It is the courage to live in an expanding body, with limbs lifting outward, with teeth pushing up, with hands and mind growing finer, with eyes settling on color, with body unbending from the earth and standing upright, balancing perilously on two legs, and then moving forward, walking, running forward, teeth loosing, filling, knees scraped and healing, voice gaining depth and sureness, hips and breasts accruing, skin darkening, stretching, blood slipping out from the thighs, and death always, always at the back.
That was San Francisco author Shruti Swami reading from her new book, A House is a Body. Find more information about that and more books at kalw.org/newarrivals. Thank you.